Welcome to the News Hour. Voters are heading to the polls in steady numbers in closely watched state contests, from governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia to the choice for mayor in New York.
Today marks the first major election day since President Donald Trump's return to the White House, and his policies are proving to be a defining issue in races across the country. Liz Landers reports on what the candidates and voters are saying as votes are cast and counted.
In New York City, candidates made a final push to sway voters heading to the polls.
It is a day that we have been dreaming of for more than a year.
I'm still deciding.
Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani, the frontrunner in the race to lead America's largest city, has energized some voters.
I'm very hopeful. I haven't felt this excited about an election since probably 2008 when Obama ran.
But others are worried his policies are too far left, uniting some of them behind former governor turned independent Andrew Cuomo.
Not necessarily we like.
But, right, you know. Exactly.
Have to. Oh, we had to live here through COVID, so we know how important it is to have representation of police in the street.
In an 11th-hour endorsement of Cuomo over the Republican, Curtis Sliwa, President Trump threatened to cut federal funds to his native city if Mamdani wins. Even as Trump attempts to make inroads in blue states, Democrats out of power in Washington see gubernatorial races as a crucial counterweight. Virginia will elect its first female governor, with voters choosing between Democrat Abigail Spanberger and Republican Winsome Earle Sears in a state often seen as a national bellwether.
I definitely think it's a referendum on Donald Trump and just the direction the country's going in.
With many residents affected by the federal government shutdown, many voters say economy and education are what's driving their vote.
Food prices, gas prices, inflation, nothing is being done. The crime, very interested in that. And our children are most important.
While in New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill is trying to hold off a strong Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, who came within striking distance 4 years ago. Both gubernatorial candidates have focused on suburban counties where high property taxes and cost of living dominate voters' concerns.
I think some people have legitimate concerns about the way the state is going and who's going to take the next steps. And I do think that you'll see a split, or people will split on those decisions.
Whatever Trump is doing is a little bit insane out there, so most of people are just changing sides and voting against that.
Meanwhile, out west, California voters face a rare single-issue ballot fight, part of a larger national debate over redistricting, which could flip as many as 5 U.S. House seats into Democratic control. From coast to coast, last-minute campaigning, deep political divides, and a critical test for both parties ahead of next year's midterm elections. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Liz Landers.